Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on The Mark Reardon Show. You know, it started off kind of crappy here, to be honest with you today. Woke up with all kinds of rain and nastiness, but the afternoons turned out to be pretty good. There's actually some sunshine out there right now, as the Cardinals actually won the first of a doubleheader today, so the day's turning out to be pretty good. I don't know what the weather's like in Washington, D.C., but that's where we find Congresswoman Ann Wagner joining us today. Congresswoman, how are you?
I'm great. You have lifted my spirits, Mike. If the Cardinals win and the sun is shining in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, I've got no complaints at all. And I just stepped out of a contentious financial services, I have to say, markup piece of legislation that we're doing that's really getting rid of waste, fraud, and agency abuses. That, I mean, we're taking care of duplicative agencies, redundancy, making sure that the taxpayers' money is being spent properly. And what's happening is this is all part of something that each one of the 12 committees is doing in Congress to be able to put the president's big, beautiful tax bill together. So we are looking to cut spending, and we here in financial services are going to be cutting a good $5 billion today, I think. Fingers crossed, by the time Maxine Waters and the Democrats finish bloviating, and this has been going on, I imagine it'll go well into the wee hours of the night, but it's really, at the end of the day, Mike, about making sure that the people do not face probably the largest tax increase in American history. And this bill, once we finally get the package completed and take care of the almost $1.5 to $2 trillion worth of cuts that we hope to be making to add to this, it's going to increase money, frankly, to the border, which, let me remind your listeners, that it's 94% closed and shut down to illegal migrants that have been flooding across over the last 4 years, thanks to Joe Biden.
Wow, what a change, huh?
It's like night and day, and we're also really cutting down on the fentanyl. It's still there, especially over the border closer to Arizona, but we have done a lot. And we've added more money and more funding and more ability to build that wall, make sure we've got the barriers up so that this doesn't happen again. This piece of legislation overall will also plus up our funding of our military, and it's going to free American energy independence. So, but most of all, what we're doing in the lead up to this is each committee, including the one that I'm senior in right now, financial services, we're getting rid of that waste, fraud, and abuse in these agencies. And this overall tax bill will also include not just the border, military, and energy, but also when it comes to taxes, we are getting rid of taxes on Social Security and on tips. So no tax on tips, no tax on on your Social Security taxes, so our checks that come through. So keeping taxes low for hardworking Americans' families is what this is about, and small businesses, too. They're the backbone of our economic system and of America, so we're going to keep those low also. So that's what I'm involved in as we speak.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you talk about everything that you just laid out there, and then you say, I'm sitting in a contentious hearing right now. I'm kind of amazed, because we've heard about waste, fraud, and abuse, I don't know, forever, about what's in government. And every level of government has some level of it. I mean, the federal government, because it's so big, you figure there's got to be a whole lot more than a local government level, let's say. But it's kind of funny that the Democrats have decided to push back, basically, on waste, fraud, and abuse. It's
they
like,
have.
Really, that's something that you want to hang your hat on these days.
And they want to cost taxpayers, the hardworking taxpayers of America, more money. And we're doing things like, you know, shuttering the alphabet soup of agencies and or folding their work into another agency. I won't go into all the, as I said, the CFPB, the PCAOB. I could talk on and on
alphabet
what we're doing with all of them. But it's that's important stuff. It's duplicative. It's redundant. And there is a better way to go about this. And the president ran on this, and he's delivering on what he ran on.
Which that's is really the big thing.
Reining the overreach of the federal government. So he's done a lot in his first 100 days.
It's one of those kind of things where you can't be surprised by everything that he's doing, because he spent 2 years telling you this is exactly what he was going to do. And he's basically fulfilling his promises. Are you back to a regular rhythm? Because you went on a big trip. You were actually at the Pope's funeral, but you covered a lot of ground on that trip.
I did. The speaker asked me here in the 119th Congress to serve on the Intelligence Committee. It's quite an honor, a very coveted post for some of our most senior and serious and effective leaders in the House. There are only 13 that serve in the majority, 10 in the minority. So I'm serving on our Intelligence Committee. I've been spending far too much time in a skiff. And let me just tell you, listening to scary stuff, but it's important work. And in that work, I was in the United Kingdom speaking to, they're part of what's called the Five Eyes, UK, US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, that we have very close ties with the intelligence community and intelligence sharing. Really is the basis for our keeping eyes on the world and what's going on. And spent time with the Speaker of the House, their Foreign Secretary. We talked about everything from the trade deals, and they're confident that they're going to get one here in just a few weeks. Met with St. Louis companies and businesses overseas while I was there, and listened to the progress with their international trade deals. We talked a good deal about, frankly, Ukraine and Russia and Putin's aggression on Ukraine, and that the foreign secretary really thought that President Trump's stance that Putin is needlessly stalling these negotiations, he agreed with it, and it was only leading to more killing. And our president and others are absolutely insistent that they're going to bring a just end to this war. So then it was on to Jordan. Spent time with King Abdullah and many of the ministers in Jordan, and they're a key Arab nation in the region that's advancing regional security and helping out with what we're hoping to get to, which is a durable stability in the Middle East, and really root out radical Islamic groups that want to scream and chant death to Israel, death to America. And we had very good meetings with the folks in Jordan, and then on to Israel. We were there for Holocaust Remembrance Day, which was extremely moving. Talked to hostage families. We still have 5 American hostages, maybe only 4 alive. We're not entirely sure. Only 1 alive of the 5. Americans, yes. A total of 29 we're trying to still get out, but 5 of them are American citizens, and we wanted to underscore that. Met with Minister Netanyahu and talked a lot about the threat that Iran poses, again, not only to Israel, but to the United States. and how they must never get a nuclear weapon. So,
right.
And they must stop funding terrorist proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and others. So I head up the Abraham Accords Caucus, which is something that President Trump created, and I'm advancing his achievements in the Middle East and fighting back against terrorism abroad. So I was in those three countries before I got the just magnificent call from our House leadership, the Speaker and Leader Scalise, asking me to join and be one of 10 House members to be there for the funeral of His Holiness Pope Francis. So I then hit over to Rome, and it was just a humbling honor of a lifetime to be there and to be present.
There's just so much that's been going on lately, just all around the world. But just looking at the countries that you hit on that trip, it really kind of brings back to the fact that we are in a dangerous place around the world right now. And there are so many spots that at any given time can flare up and turn into the next crisis. And you're seeing a lot of things that you were touching right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will tell you that President Trump is at the forefront of making sure that we don't entangle ourselves in foreign wars, that we make sure that Europe is stepping up and doing its part. But, you know, we have to present strength and leadership on the foreign stage, especially when it comes to our intelligence, our military acumen. And as I said, to then top it all off with being there a year ago last week, both Ray, my husband Ray, and I actually met for the first time Pope Francis and prayed with him. And then a year later, to myself, just to be there for his funeral service, just a humble man, lived a simple life of service to the poor and others. It was magnificent. So that was the real joy on top of really being out there, as you said, in these places that are hot spots. And I am working to push back and fight against China. It's China, 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 everywhere you go, Iran and those terrorist proxies in the Middle East. North Korea is also still of concern, but and Russia, too. We are, I don't know that they're being good actors in these negotiations, and the president has called Putin on the carpet, and he will continue to persist in that. And as I said, my role with the Intelligence Committee has really highlighted so many of these things. But most of all, we want to deliver for the American people. And that's what we're doing now as we get this big, beautiful bill across the finish line. The House is going to try and do its work over the next several weeks by Memorial Day. Then we'll kick it to the Senate. And hopefully by the 4th of July, we'll come to something. But to an agreement, as I said, to stop the largest tax increase in America's history, and unleash, as I said, energy security and fund our military, keep our borders safe. And these things are important. And this president, in his first 100 days, has done a lot and has made good on his campaign promises and reverses the course on the damage that President Biden inflicted on our nation. You know, under Joe Biden, we had a 40-year high in both inflation and interest rates. So illegal boarding crosses were out of control. Tens of millions illegals here in our nation. But now our allies are stepping up. They're defending, their defense spending. We've started, as we talked about, end foreign wars. Gas prices have dropped. Energy production's flying. I was pleased to be very much a part of protecting women's sports when we passed that legislation in the House and the president signed his executive order to say men may not play in women's sports or be in their locker rooms. That was a big initiative of mine, along with the SAVE Act, which secured our elections and the election integrity. You know, you got to present a photo ID. You've got to have proof of citizenship to vote in the United States of America. Common sense. But these are the kinds of things, Mike, that this president has led the effort on, and in decreasing spending and shrinking the size of government. And it's been kind of at a breakneck speed, but it's been marvelous to be a part of. So
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Talking about yesterday, of all the different things, the different ways that we talk about it, of drinking from a fire hose or flooding the zone or whatever, but there has never been in the history of a presidency this busy of a 100 days. I mean, when I'm talking to correspondents who have covered multiple presidents, they've all said the same thing. They've never seen this pace in Washington, D.C. And when I got the chance to visit you back in the beginning of March and talking with your staff and other people in D.C., they were all saying the same thing. We've never seen this kind of pace. And we joked about yesterday that Trump is really swinging for the fences all the time. And even if he doesn't hit a home run, he's getting triples. He's getting doubles, just to beat that Cardinal analogy, since they hit home runs all day today. But when you get to that point, you're seeing monumental changes that's happening for the United States of America. And I know we'll let you go because you've got to get back to where you are. But we'll end where we started on this big, beautiful bill and how important it is to get that across the finish line. Just to recap that timeline, you touched on a little bit. When do you think this bill will actually cross the finish line in the House, and what's the next process after that is done?
Well, I told you we're working at the committee level now. We've got 12 committees of jurisdiction in the House, and we're all going through the process I'm going through right now here in financial services, which is to find that waste, fraud, and abuse, those redundancies, those agencies that need to be reined in, and we're finding savings and cutting spending, saving taxpayer dollars that will all go towards it. So this will happen up until through the month of May, and then we hope to have our work done in the House by the end of May, by Memorial Day, and then it should go on to the Senate. And they will hopefully finish up their work in the Senate, we hope, by 4th of July. And what a 4th of July it'll be if we can get this all done for the American people.
Well,
so,
Congresswoman, we appreciate you taking the time. We will let you go, but thanks for fighting the good fight for those across the country, across Missouri, and especially the 2nd Congressional District. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you, Mike. Take care, and all the best to your listeners.